Good evening, everybody. This is Christopher Buck.
And Liane Leger.
And we are with Humanity Healing, and we are having a teleconference tonight on developing your psychic abilities.
Which is part of a bigger course that we decided to condensate and to bring the possibility of a deep study of philosophies, of religions, of, schools of thoughts, wisdom, and initiation throughout history of mankind, but in a comparative way. We are really a result of this accumulation of knowledge, not only passed to us through our cultures, but also passed to us through our DNA. Many of us there are, attending this conference or listening to this conference knows how important it is to be connected with the world that is not necessarily the three-dimensional world and what you call the archetypical world. The archetypical world is the astral world, is the etheric world, all the, where you astral bodies, your auric field expands in the outer bodies. So it's not necessarily a physical world, but those are the worlds, they influence us directly. So more aware you are of those archetypes and symbols and energies and the integration and interactions between those worlds and you, more you are aware of your own transformations, daily transformations, and you are able to cope with events, situations, rites of passages, that most of us go through. So what we intend to do with this course, this development of psychic abilities, it's more than just developing psychic abilities.
I was going to say, people, when they tend to think of, like, psychic abilities, they're thinking of, like, well, I want to be a psychic, or I want to pull up this, but psychic abilities are really, it's kind of a broad term for some of the gifts of the spirit you might receive. A psychic ability that might be the ability to channel a healing energy or to understand how someone needs to be healed energetically, or the ability through empathy to connect with someone else to help resolve an issue. So it's not just
perceiving the future or perceiving situations. It's a vast range. But basically, all of us have psychic abilities. And the reason being is because in the model, the human model, psychic abilities is a built-in quality. So it's not something that's superhuman. It's part of our, I would say, basic built-in capabilities. It's part of our wiring.
It's part of the package, and we all have the psychic abilities. But they change from individual to individual, just like our fingerprints or something like that. They're all a little bit different. We all have different strengths and different weaknesses, and this is the same with psychic abilities. Some people might be very strong healers, but they're not good at the visualizations required or
other ways that they perceive or translate symbols. But most important of this is the understanding that we all have. It's innate to us, to every single one of us, but as like any other quality or ability,
it has to be exercised.
It has to be exercised. So in this course that we're starting, kickstarting today, we're going to have weekly lessons, and in each lesson, a lesson or a tutorial that will be posted over the website, it will be basically divided in three parts. I will call the better ones, which will be open articles. And we're going to be putting a notation that's part of the program. There are other ones that I would call alpha, which is there will be inside of the university with more in-depth study, symbology, and description. And the other part, which is I call Delta, which is basically a part that you would have exercises. So we're going to have weekly exercises and psychic abilities. You will be able to have take your time, do this during the week, and send us a quick email saying what did you see or what did you get, what elements. We're going to do some type of guided visualizations and see how far you go. But it's opening archetypes. So that will be a very exciting experience.
It's going to be a pretty fun program. And what we looked at doing is we took a look at all, there's a lot of different topics that we want to cover in the university that are up in courses listed. And we realized that many of the or several of these were like it would work very well together in a broader group with different facets of the one thing of developing your psychic ability. So that's why we've rolled them into the Sophia Scrolls.
Yeah, and the other thing is we want to develop your psychic abilities to the capability that we have. Of course, we need your cooperation and your exercising and your availability to follow directions. But anyhow, the beauty of it is that you will be able to be more trusting, trust your intuition, trust your guidance. You will clear up all this idea that, is that me thinking about it? You will learn how to discern when it's your nature, your ego talking, and when is actually your intuition.
Which is the voice of your higher self.
And on this course as well, as a psychic practitioner in your daily life, you will know when interfere and when not interfere. We're going to have an in-depth study of karma and all its elements. Karma not only on a nature basis, I mean on a three-dimensional way, but through intervention and other levels. Like, for instance, it's not allowed, I don't know how many of you ever dealt with tarot one by one, but I can tell you that nobody has the power they do. They don't have the right to open tarot to see somebody else unless you have permission. If you do that, you are, trespassing. And then in the law of the tarot, you have to obey limits. You cannot open and say, well, let me see how such so-and-so is doing. Let me put tarot. I know my neighbor is doing this. You can't. It's none of your business. Once you open, there are some karmic repercussions. So you will know when to step out, when to let the universe come in. It's a very big problem, I'm telling you, because mankind, like we humans, we think that we can take lead of everything and then we have the power to transform everything. Well, we do have the power, most of the time we don't have the right. So learning limits and learning the laws in the cosmic world, because if we are to transform ourselves from mere human beings to cosmic beings, we at least have to know, citizens of this cosmos, we need to know the basic laws on how to behave. And this is through exercise, this is through self-realization, this is through self-mastery. So the course on that we start over the Sophia, Peter Sophia's growth, it's basically a course of self-development, self-realization, self-learning, and we go back to the basics of the Delphi temple, which said, know thyself, and then you will know the world. But if you don't know yourself, you cannot really understand anything. If you don't understand how and why you're here and who you are, it's the existence kind of transforms itself in a pointless situation. So with this course, we are intending to bring not only exercises, but fun things, and expand your horizons, the possibility of critical thinking. We will have open round table debates about the different aspects of the concept of resurrection, for instance. You know, what is, was resurrection for the Egyptians? What was resurrection for the Jews? What is resurrection for us today? And, you know, ponder. Those are elements, very deep elements of, you know, that they can be used, you know, in meditative states every day. So we are going to ponder big questions, big elements, archetypical experiences that all of us pass through life, and use this as a fundamental base to expand our abilities, our multidimensionality, and our understanding of how this universe works to the base that we, you know, to the most that we can. Of course, as we expand and bloom as human beings and divine beings, we acquire, through expansion of consciousness, the ability to understand more elements. But to do that, we need to have a base, a fundament. This is an interesting thing because there are many paths to go back to divinity. And one of them is through knowledge, through wisdom, through study. For those that are familiar with the yoga, which yoga translates only basically by practice, what we do on the university is what you call Jnana Yoga. I don't know if I'm pronouncing right. It's J-N-A-M-A, Jnana Yoga, which is a practice of learning knowledge. So this is how we're going to go through this course, with the spirit of sharing fun and discovery.
It'll be a fairly eclectic course. We're really looking forward to it because there's a lot of fun elements. And we will be covering lots of different topics. For instance, this will include the basic tarot course. The advanced tarot course will be down the road, but the basic tarot course will be included in here. But let's go ahead and get started on what we're doing tonight, developing your psychic ability. The first question is why do you want to develop your psychic ability?
Well, you know, why one wants to develop a psychic ability? For many reasons. One of them is, I think, you know, I'm going to give, you know, the basic of what I believe that most people want to, because they feel like once they develop this, they have this new aura, and they have powers, and they acquire a new level of respect into existence. And I, you know, nothing can be wronger than that, because as you acquire power or understanding of something, the counterpart of the law is you also acquire responsibilities. So if you really want to start a new journey of development, know that it will be required work, know that you will be responsible. There is a fact that I'm just going to, because this is just an introduction for the new course, so it was not actually the new course per se, even though we have a material that will be posted tonight over the website, which is, you know, the beginning of the development of your abilities, your spiritual abilities. I will just report one thing to you guys. Years ago, many, many moons ago, that's my personal experience, I put tarot professionally. I had a practice just not here in the United States, but in Brazil. And one day...
Well, she's being a little bit modest here. She was one of the...
Well, okay. So anyhow, don't need to say it. I was going, driving to my practice, and somewhat, one of my clients that I haven't seen in 4 months passed through my mind, and I saw her dying. And I said, oh my. And I, oh my God, you know, and I tried to neutralize. There are techniques to neutralize bad thoughts when they are just like passing by to your mind, and you know you were not thinking about that. You were thinking about something else. Like, I was thinking about what I'm going to cook tonight, and then I was stuck in traffic, and then suddenly this little screen opened in front of me, because that's what I call internal vision, not external. most of us have internal vision, but we think that we're imagining or fantasizing. And this little screen opened, and I saw her, and I saw her dead. And I said, okay, where'd this from, you know? And I saw it completely, the entire scene. She was in a car, in a blue car, an accident, dead. And I said, all right. And I went back home, and that thought was in my mind. Should I call her? Should I tell her? She may think that I'm calling her because I want her to become, you know, and pay a consultation. I was thinking about that. She was like, oh, yeah, she wants me to go make a consultation, you know, such and such. And I didn't call her. This was a Friday. And a Saturday morning, I was going to my practice in my car again, and that feeling was annoying me. And I just happened to know where she was, where she lived. So I went and stopped by her house. I went to her house and rang the bell, and I talked, you know, the young girl came, like 14, 15, and I said to her, can I talk with your mother? And then she said, who are you? And I knew this client of mine was, you know, her family was completely fundamental.
They didn't believe in tarot.
And I said, well, here it is. I am your mother's. I have to tell the truth. I'm your mother's tarot reader, and I need to talk to her. At that time, there was no cell phones, okay? This was not. It was in Brazil. There was no cell phones. Cell phones were those big old shoes, like big shoes, and very few people had it. And I told her, I need to talk to your mom. And she said, what do you want? And I said, well, I had a vision and I saw her die. And then she said, really? What? And I said, what car? I said, it was a blue car. And then she said to me, oh, that's ridiculous. Mom has a white car. And I said, all right. And then she told me off and called me all sorts of names, and I left. But I was like, I did what I could, even though it was a little feeling inside like, maybe this is just you, you're being delusional, such and such. And, but she was a friend, this client of mine was a friend of another friend that brought to me and such. And then I went home my happy way and I said, I did what I could, maybe I said it and I broke it. When the same night, Saturday night, I received a phone call from another friend saying that the same client of mine passed away. She was going on a trip with a white car, and her car broke down in the middle of the highway. So she walked to a convenience, you know, a bus station, called another friend from close that came and picked her up in a blue car, and both got smashed by a big semi-truck. Needless to say that I was invited by, you know, my friends to go to her funeral. It was the biggest mistake of my life. When I went there because I thought I should honor her, it was the biggest mistake I did. Because by that time, the family was just waiting to see if I would arrive to accuse me of being a sorceress. And of being ultimately the responsible for her death. So that was my experience on this. It was a big trauma for me. I really tried to help, and then what served me was the realization that you do have responsibility. You do have the responsibility, but you don't have control. You don't have control of what can happen or not. When you see something, what you're seeing is alternative futures, because we are multidimensional beings and we can perceive alternative futures. If all the conditions continue the same and nothing interferes, this will happen. But in that case, I had absolutely no way to change. And that was my lesson. You know, I really thought that, you know, like a Hollywood movie, can rescue.
Happy ever after.
Yes. So this is one of the aspects that on the development of psychic abilities, you need to know that there are responsibilities and there are...
there are limits to your power.
It limits your power. But it's not bad always. You can bring much joy, not only to others, but to yourself. It is a path that really, it is not an easy path, because it will be given to you, but it also will be required from you. And one of the qualities you need to develop is the strength of soul. Because, or what the French call reverie, which is the ability to withstand, if you're doing this professionally, to withstand in yourself the suffering of others. And this is not an easy task. It is not an easy... I'm not talking about the aspect and the negatives. I'm just telling how, you know, the process of things goes. To withstand the suffering or to see the path of others, developing compassion, but at the same time doing what you can to relieve the pain, to, you know, relieve the suffering without taking the lesson that life is delivering. It's actually a
it's kind of a tightrope walk.
But it's an art. So this is, you know, you as a psychic, you will develop the ability, you have to develop the ability sometimes to be the mirror that this person needs to do self-reflection as well. So it is, it's a big potentiality. This is why we were wired and why we were given those gifts. They need, and they're part of the process of a walk in life, but they're not, you know, all rainbows and unicorns. This is basically what I think it's the aspects that, you know, the nitty-gritty of it.
So let's start with, is to develop our psychic abilities, the first thing we need to do is to clean our psyche.
Yes. And this, you know, basically you have to work with your own concepts and values. And the reason I'm saying this, that as we progress and work with symbols, you know, let's say that you had an upbringing that was basically Christian. So you are trained to think about saints and angels in a certain way, like beautiful angels with white wings, you know, all of them with white robes, you know,
and
singing
songs.
Let's
not forget the golden halo.
And the golden halo, or, you know, the saints. And then during a consultation with somebody, you can look and see a totem animal stepping in. A big wild bear saying, look, you're going to say to Peter that he needs to stop doing such and such. So he's like, all right, you know, it's talking animal. Am I losing my, you know, mind here? No. So to clean your psyche in order to be a clean slate, to understand the ways the archetypes will manifest to you through the energy of others is absolutely important. So this is one of the steps that we're going to go through step by step. This is just an introduction.
That, you know, also with clearing the psyche, we have releasing, you know, the things that have bound you in the past, such as forgiveness issues. You know, these are important. You know, you can't move forward if you're chained down. And this is something we have to go. So once you need to sit there and you need to meditate. Meditation is the most wonderful thing for connecting with your higher self, and the best means of coming to a realization in your lower self, you know, what needs to be done in order to progress spiritually. So you'll need to sit there and you'll need to meditate. What is holding me down? What is chaining me down? What forgiveness issues, for instance, do I still need to do? Am I still hung up over my second grade teacher, Mrs. Burkle, who wouldn't let me perform in the school play? I've let that one go, but that's something you need to look through, and you need to do, and you need to come up with what are these things that are limiting me that I need to release in order to move forward.
another very important aspect of the releasing, forgiving, and moving forward is the element of the need to be right. I think that's the most important part of the process of releasing, is the fact that some of us have this thing that it's okay, you know, but I'm right. In any argument, you are always right, or the other person's argument has no merits. Have to let go of it. Try to understand, you know, a step, like the Navajo say, walk a mile in this person's moccasin for 10 moons, and then you come and say or judge, no, I am always right. Because most of our arguments in our situations in the world right now is a matter of perception. It's not a matter of reality, but a perception. And we use internal values to measure perception. So this is, if you are to go and see a huge bear talking to you, or, you know, as a spiritual guide of somebody, or instead, you know, different beings show up, or you see something that's completely Greek when you are, you know, were born and raised in Louisiana, you know, it's something that you need to let go of. This is not right. My filter is right. This is fantasy, or this is craziness.
Well, one of the things that keep in mind is that when we have this need to always be right, and I'm not just saying this because I need to be right, Leonie.
I know.
It comes from a position of ego. It doesn't come from a position of spirituality. The higher truth is there. It's a question of opening yourself up to learning and to understanding it. If you're always working from a position of ego, then you're blocking your access to divine inspiration, divine knowledge, and your psychic abilities.
Well, another thing that is very important before you start, and I would say not only the process of developing your psychic abilities, but any spiritual work in itself, is letting go of the past. Your past has to go. There is no future in the past. The past is just reference. Most of us have problems, and we also live a world reacting. That's what Edgar Toll, you know, wanted to say. Live in the present moment. It's not to be aloof. It's like shift your perspective. You know, notice that most of the things that we do is always a reaction to something, like I need to pay a bill for the electricity of last month. So this is a reaction. I have to pay the bill today. It's a reaction. You know, my son is having problems in school. He's having problems in school for the past week. So, you know, I have to do something about it. Why, if you just shift this now and say, what can I do from now on about it? Not correcting the past, not trying to correct the past, but trying to bring the shift present future. Because it's important for a simple reason. If you are, for instance, a tarot reader, or even people that do astrology readings, except the ones that just got memorized all the aspects.
Or use the computer generated one.
Yeah, and then we'll read to you like, Mars conjunct with Venus will give you very, you know, radical marriages. But this person that really reads a map with you, with the aspects, independent of what, you know, it's said by tradition, what they can perceive on your map, one-on-one, when you do this type of reading, it's important to concentrate in present and future. A lot of readings will tend to go and see facts that happen in people's lives. And they will say, well, this already happened. So you have to know this, because most of the time, it's not because you are reading wrong. You know, most of those people want to see their future, but they're so stuck in the past that the only thing you can see is like when their mother didn't give them a hug, you know, when
Daddy didn't buy them a puppy.
And the things like, you know, situations that they couldn't overcome. So you, at least, as the mirror, and as the expert have to have a clean slate on your past to be able to see it's not my energy that's pushing this person to the past. This is their energy. And then you can help them to make the quantum leap and see what they can actually do with their life. But it's very important. And I'm explaining each one of them very much in details so you have the idea and how those things on you can affect your reading, your capability to understand, your capability to condensate this in a valuable information to others, you know. So those are the main things. We can go through the details. We will go through details later.
You know, as far as releasing the past, the most important thing is to you know, learn from the past, but not be bound by it.
Get the lesson. Think the deliverers, the messages of the message. Integrate in yourself and move on. Don't dwell it. This is the secret. Don't dwell on old wounds. If you keep opening the wound all the time, it will keep you, you know, nailed down.
It'll never heal.
And the problem is, that's again, Edgar Toll says, what I call personally the wound file, which is where you go and see, oh yeah, I saw this. This happened to me before. You know, I'm going to react this way because otherwise I'm going to get hurt. This is your wound file. Edgar Toll calls the pain body. So you have to release and heal your pain body if you really want to perform and be a good psychic reader or a person that can bring light or can bring understanding and can be an anchoring of a new energy in somebody else's life. If you are being a life coach, you know, if you're coaching somebody through a crisis, and I'm not saying this about a client in itself, I'm talking about your loved ones, our friends. You know, and all of us are going through transformation, but you have to find your grounding. And the way to find your grounding, and at the same time to not dump, you know, put a damper in your ability, the spiritual abilities, as you're blooming as an individual, you have to practice some of those elements we gave, you know, releasing the past, releasing the need to be right all the time, releasing the need to hold old wounds and, you know, and forgive. So those are, you know, the basic stuff.
And this is the word that you're going to hear a lot as we go through this program, is that word practice. I don't know how many times we said it, but a spiritual practice is just that practice. You have to work on this. It is not something that's just going to come to you overnight. You can't take a weekend course and become enlightened. But it's a development process, and you do it by practicing. You know, it's for instance, the first place you start, with developing your psychic abilities is meditation. But this is something that you have to practice on. You're just not going to sit down there and boom, you receive it all in one shot. Meditation is something that it's actually can be very hard work initially. As you train yourself to meditate, for instance, there's lots of different schools of meditation. One of them is, you know, okay, we don't want you to think about anything. All right, sit there and empty your mind of thoughts. Well, for somebody who hasn't tried it before, emptying your mind of thoughts is next to impossible when you first start out, because there's always a thought that jumps in there. You know, it's like from as simple as, did I let the cat out? To something, you know, more pressing, like what about, when's that presentation due at work? Releasing your thoughts is very difficult. It's something that requires practice. Now, as far as what form of meditation that you should use to develop your psychic abilities, Liana, do you think there's any one that's any better than the others?
Not really. What you need basically to develop the psychic abilities is to open the three upper chakras. Not that we don't need the basic ones. We need grounding in the first one. We need the sense of belonging in the second one. We need the energy of the self that in this point will be a vehicle of a higher, power. We need the heart to understand and be compassionate. But basically, there are exercises and meditations that are concentrated on the throat chakra, on the third eye chakra, in the crown chakra. Those are the higher chakras from where you develop basically your psychic abilities and basically your third vision. You know, the sixth sense, the third vision comes with the help and the work between the crown chakra and the throat chakra. The throat chakra, because it's the throat of communication, of creativity, and the one that vibrates and it receives the vibration of the universe through the throat. The emanations of light come from upwards, but the way you see and you're perceiving, it comes basically from your third eye. So it's vital to harmonize those three higher chakras, and through this harmonization, you will be able to visualize. And visualization is absolutely an imperative fact to change your reality, to program, to pray, and to connect with the other chakras and the other subtle bodies of energies outside your auric field.
Now, we're not talking about imagination here. We're talking about visualization. And there is a distinct difference between the two.
No, imagination, no. We're not talking about fantasy. We're talking about imagination.
Right.
Imagination is a quality and is an ability. You know, imagination is different from fantasy. Fantasy, it's really wild thoughts, you know. Like, you fantasize that tonight I'm going to win the lottery, and the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to buy myself a cruise and a Rolls Royce. This is fantasy. Imagination is the ability to visualize something and program step by step. So I use my imagination and say, I have this intention. Usually, imagination is connected with intention, and fantasy is connected basically with the energy of desire, which comes from the ego. Intention comes from the soul. So imagination is a tool of the soul. Of course, a lot of people have troubles making the difference between those two concepts, but they are very distinct. They're very much distinct. And you see by the feeling, when you refine your perception, you will see when the feeling is a fantasy because it's connected with ego. And ego is always after their own, their own benefits. Like, I'm going to do an entire plastic surgery, I will become a blonde. You know, an irresistible blonde. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Those are desires, those are fantasy. When you say, I want to better myself, I'm giving an example. I want to better myself. I want to be the best life coach, spiritual life coach, because I want to bring light to the life of others, and I want to feel the happiness I can give to them. This is connected with your soul. This is connected with your soul. This is imagination with intention. And those are the vital elements that you will use, the tools that you will use to build not only your reality, but the reality of those that are around you. So those are very distinct elements, and they need to be perceived. And through some exercises that we're going to do, we're going to have really fun exercises. One of them, we're going to have every week a photo of somebody, of a place, or of an animal, and you're going to use your perception to see what is the gender, what is the problems, where this animal or this person lived, what were their dreams, if they're dead or alive, what age they have today. We're going to work a lot on that. And
we're probably going to be posting this up in the forum section.
Yes.
of the website. We're still working a few logistics on some of those out, but we found that that this type of exercise is a lot of fun, and well, we have a good time with it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of participation, so we assume that you all have a good time with it, too. Leonie, is there anything else you want to touch on as far as the fundamental basics or the prequel to opening your psychic abilities before we go ahead and open this up to question and answer?
Well, not really. You know, I think I touch enough with the karmic events, the karmic involvement, you know, which basically is a code of ethics, you know, a cosmic spiritual code of ethics that anybody that's really going to use, you know, and it's also a vow that you're going to use the development of this power for the betterment of your being and the betterment of, your environment and the people that you get in contact with, that you're not going to use anything like this to bring sadness or, you know,
you want to abuse your gifts.
Yes, you don't want to abuse your gifts. And again, the difference between, you know, using this gift for good or for evil is just the intention. So one has to be very aware when they're crossing the path, they're crossing the line, what is your right to do and what is not. So, but basically this is what I have to say.
All right, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch this over to an open mic so everybody can share and ask questions and or share their experiences, and we'll start up. So bear with me for just a second while I switch the conference mode over.